another, I think, very interesting paper on the question of foreign aid.
I want to introduce the chairman of this last session, or this last afternoon session, Warren Coase. I said earlier that I, in 30 years, have not had very many or any opportunities to introduce Carl Bruner. In this case, I've had two opportunities in a month, I believe, to introduce Warren Coase. And I would like to say the same thing this time that I did the last time, which is that it's a great pleasure to have him here. Not because he's a good friend and I like him and admire his work, but because he's in the business of issuing SDRs. And I'd like to keep him occupied over here so he won't be occupied over there. Warren?
After the last time, I should have known this time to bring a copy along. This afternoon and this morning, we have been covering two broad and quite different topics, the international financial system and the International Monetary Fund's role in that system, and international aid and the role of the World Bank and other aid agencies in that arena. These two very different topics with very different sets of problems and issues and their inclusion into a one-day conference reflects Wilson Schmidt's broad interests and expertise in both of these areas, but I think it's very important to differentiate them and the problems that each raises. The power of analysis, in part, is to make meaningful distinctions. This morning, for example, Professor Bauer very interestingly differentiated national and multinational aid and had some interesting things to say about the prospects of one versus the other. There are a few other distinctions that I would like to urge us to keep in mind as we move once again into a discussion of aid, this time focused on the World Bank. I think it's important that we differentiate humanitarian aid from development aid. I think it's important in discussing development aid that we differentiate IDA-type soft loan or grants, which I think is what Professor Bauer had most frequently in mind, from most of what the World Bank does, which are market-priced development loans. One is not necessarily superior to the other, but they each give rise to a somewhat different way of discussing them. I'm pleased and privileged to introduce our next speaker, who will focus our attention on the World Bank, Professor Melvin Krauss, who is professor of economics at NYU and a senior fellow at the Hoover Institute in California, Hoover Institution in California. He has taught at leading universities in France, Sweden, England, and Spain, and has written extensively on issues of trade and development. His most recent book, which is on sale outside the back door, which I highly recommend to you, is Development Without... I'm sorry?
That's not the name of the book, Outside the Back Door.
No, I sometimes punctuate awkwardly. It is titled Development Without Aid, Growth, Poverty, and Government. Today, Professor Krauss will address the World Bank Off Course.